Hey everybody, Sean Early here. In this podcast, I'm talking about AI and the future of education. The educational system is not prepared for the speed in which AI is slowly going to be taking over for educating our kids in the future. So if this is a topic that interests you, I'll see you in the podcast. If you like this podcast, be sure to click the subscribe button. You can also follow me on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter in order to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. Today's podcast is brought to you by Robot Spaceship. Here's a question for you. How does your business stay competitive in today's mass media tornado, with rapidly shifting global demographics and supply chains, with mobile-only consumers and shrinking attention spans, powered by AI and blockchain, where everyone is live and shopping 24/7, and the new user interface is no user interface at all? The answer, Robot Spaceship. Robot Spaceship is an innovative corporate communications consulting company with over 25 years' experience in developing transformational, disruptive, and cutting-edge ideas and technologies for our clients. We're passionate about innovation, digital transformation, and empowering businesses like yours to reach their full potential. So don't let the future pass you by. Schedule a workshop today. Just go to robotspaceship.com and get in touch. Hey everybody, Sean Early here. In today's podcast, kind of a quick one today, but I had some thoughts I wanted to share. I was listening to a podcast, the Hannah Frankman podcast, which is kind of a newer one. She talks a lot about sort of the future of education, the state of education. She's sort of a big homeschooling proponent. And she was having a talk with a writer named Michael Ellsberg. And they were discussing sort of the future impacts of AI on education. And it really got me thinking a lot. We've been struggling a lot personally with my daughter's school and basically just the general state of education here in Germany, particularly, which is, in my opinion, really bad. And I think the point of what I want to talk about today is, we send our kids to school to be educated, obviously, and the quality of the education is questionable depending on where you send them. And, there's a lot of pushback these days about, really questioning whether, traditional legacy schooling is the way to go anymore. And there are lots of discussions depending on, a lot of people homeschool these days in the States, if it's legal. Different countries, it's legal. Some it's not. In Germany, it's not legal. Obviously, we have to send our kids to school. We can't homeschool. But, in America, I've had family members that were homeschooled and, the jury is out on the quality of it, but I'm more of a proponent of homeschooling. And the more I experience the educational system, the more I get involved with technology. And this is kind of the topic of what they're talking about in the podcast, is that the future of education is basically, when it comes to traditional legacy schooling, it's over. And that's partially due to AI. And if you think back of it, my daughter, well, let's talk about my daughter's schooling right now. She really, my younger daughter's getting a decent education. She has a really great teacher, great school. They really good at teaching the basics. My older daughter has really struggled. And a lot of it is just the luck of the schools that she had to be involved with. We couldn't really afford a private school. And so we were kind of stuck with normal public education and all the challenges that go with it. And there's a lot of times where, like last year, she was taking Spanish as a second language and they couldn't even provide the kids with a book. And, it's a lot to be said about the quality of this particular school, I think, but there's so many things that slip by with kids these days in their education. And I think through Corona, we sort of had to fast track, obviously, to get kids up to speed with technology. You know, a lot more kids were using, you know, video chat, they're using their phones, you know, they're using tablets in school. A lot more tablets got assigned, you know, a lot of, you know, government push was trying to be put towards, you know, getting kids more technology focused because of that. But I think once the pandemic scare died down, I think this kind of went away. And, you know, realistically, schools are still trying to catch up with the modern day internet. They're still challenged with things like getting a kid a book so they can learn in their class. They're still challenged with trying to find teachers who are good at teaching and finding enough teachers to help the kids, to enough teachers per kid, basically in a class, without having the parents to rely on outside education. And right now, the quality of my daughter's education is so bad that we are having to find tutors to help her. A friend of ours is helping tutor in Spanish. We're looking for alternatives right now for the other subjects because she is falling behind. And I think she isn't even getting the quality of education enough to learn the benchmark of how to be, you know, up to the current standards of where she needs to be in her grade. And I think if you don't even know how to learn, if you don't have the support in the school to teach the kids how to learn, combined with the fact that they're not up to speed with modern technology and any technology that helps the learn, and combining that with the ideology that is being taught in schools these days, almost more so than the basic education, reading, writing, arithmetic, these types of subjects, the kids are being taught what to learn and not how to learn. And if you compound that with the speed at which AI is developing right now, just expecting a school to be up to speed with the modern internet is a big ask and a big challenge. And it still isn't a benchmark these days. It still isn't widely accepted. You know, even in the West, even in America, they're still struggling to get people here in Germany. They're still struggling to get kids caught up with the modern internet. We throw on AI on top of that. This will not happen. And the reasoning is because, I mean, AI is at a state right now where it has the knowledge to pass the bar exam or the American Medical Association exam. It has the ability to write and teach at a basic level. You know, maybe it's not the most amazing teacher, but if you ask ChatGPT, for example, how to learn something, it'll teach you. And there's still limitations with modern AI, but currently right now, AI is at a level of, I'd say 95% of a lot of professionals, especially in the education world. And that's right now. So what is AI going to be like in a couple years? And if you look at the Gartner chart, they have a really great chart for hype cycles. It's called the Gartner hype cycle. And one of the things basically the hype cycle says is basically that any new technology has sort of this growing popularity until it reaches a certain point of peak popularity. And that popularity eventually dies off and it goes down in this trough of disillusionment. And then it kind of goes up a little bit after a while where it starts to become sort of a mainstream, widely accepted trend. And right now, generative AI, things like ChatGPT and Midjourney, these are all at the very top of the hype cycle. And I don't quite know if generative AI is going to have a drop-off on hype cycle, because I think according to Gartner, they said generative AI has 5 to 10 years of hype cycle time still left. And with the current speed at which AI is evolving right now and completely disrupting major industries on a weekly basis, it seems, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in 5 to 10 years. And I know I've repeated this in a couple podcasts, but what is AI going to be like when it starts losing its hype? How amazing is it going to be? amazing or transformative or disruptive, however you look at it. But I think if you can teach generative AI to learn from the best educators in the world how to teach a subject, and it's currently at a point now where it's already passing the bar exam, what's it going to be like in 5 years? It means education from traditional teachers who are still challenged to even teach at a base level, it's going to be over. It's going to be over. And the speed at which the modern educational system is at right now, trying to catch up with that, it does not have a chance. And so the point here being is that if you want to succeed, especially as a student, if you want your kids to go to school and or be educated, you cannot rely on the modern current educational system to keep your kids up to speed with what is going on, especially in regards to AI, because AI is going to be so personalized and so focused and have exponential amount of skill over any educator that is currently or learning currently to be in the modern school system, that it is not going to happen. You have to take secondary steps to educate your kids. Your kids have to be learning this stuff immediately. Like right now, your kids have to be using ChatGPT. They have to be using generative AI. They have to experiment it. And they have to do it now because the educational system is not up to speed with what's going on. Maybe there's a few people out there that are jumping on top of it. And I know, you know, it's the buzz right now everywhere, but the teachers are not talking about it, at least in my kids' schools. They're not talking about it. They may have brought it up or something, but they're not using it. They don't even know how to use it. You know, the European Union is still trying to decide how they're going to accept it, if they're going to ban it, if they're going to, you know, what they're going to do. And they don't even have the ability yet or the foresight to realize that this technology is already blown past them to the point where there's no way to catch up. And so you have to take steps to educate your kids. You have to educate them. Even if they're in school, you have to educate them. You have to get them online tutorials. You have to get them tutors. You have to get them in this tech and learning. They have to learn it now because they are the ones who are going to have to deal with this stuff in the future. And they're the ones who are going to have to try to find some kind of job in the future that utilizes this tech. And at the speed of the way this thing is evolving, I don't think we're going to have a hype cycle drop. I think it's just going to continue. That's just my gut feeling. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But I continue to be amazed every single day, every single week as the advancements that happen here. And again, if you can have a generative AI tutor that knows all the information about the best way to teach, about all the information on a certain topic, you will not have competition in the schools. The school system is over. It's over. And again, as a parent, I'm reaching out to you as parents to understand that this needs to be your responsibility to get your kids educated on this. Educate yourselves on it and educate your kids and get them using this stuff, because the business model is changing every day. We don't know. I mean, I consult Fortune 500 companies every day on this stuff, and it changes every single day. And we're all struggling to figure out what the business models are coming and how to position your businesses and your organizations to adapt to this kind of stuff. And quite frankly, there's a lot of things that are just going to be, they're going to be gone. Jobs will be gone. And the argument that I heard also in this podcast, which I thought was important, is just that, you know, throughout history, we've dealt with technology as a tool, you know, since the first caveman took some rocks, or the first chimpanzee took some rocks to crack open some nuts, or took a stick to put it in a hole to get some ants or whatever, to developing tools, to developing, you know, technology and you know, machines. We've always used that as a tool, and it has displaced industries. You know, she used the analogy of the shipping container. You know, it evolved in the 50s and it displaced longshoremen. You know, they were out of a job because of the shipping container. And, you know, it improved the quality of our lives. But all of these things were tools. These are all tools. These are all tangible things that could be turned on, turned off. AI is, it's an intelligence. AI is an evolution of intelligence. And it is an evolution above and beyond the intelligence of human beings. So we're not dealing with a tool anymore. We're dealing with a totally new classification of not just technology, but intelligent technology. And so the assumption that we're going to just kind of adapt, just like we have always with tools, is a little bit naive. And the assumption that our educational system is just going to adapt to this is naive. And we can't be naive with this tech. And I don't want to doomsay. I don't want to say scary things, because there's a lot of potential, a lot of amazing things that are going to change and happen in the future because of this. But the educational system is not one of them. The educational system will be in these platforms, these AI platforms. The AI will be the educator. And yes, we will still need to have that human connection, as they discussed. Great podcast. I'll link to it in the show notes. A lot of really inspiring information there. But humans, they'll need human connection, obviously. They'll need to be taught by people, by parents. That will not change. But the reliance on the quality of information that we get by learning will be in the AIs. And another thing is, these AIs are being developed by companies that have siloed agendas. So again, the quality of the information and the things that your kids will be learning through these AIs will be siloed. And so it's important not only just to learn the AIs and learn about them and learn the possibilities, is also to be aware of who is running these AIs and the information that they're teaching. Because if you're talking about ethics, then ChatGPT is a left-leaning ethical platform. If you're left-leaning in your politics, that's great. If you're right-leaning in your politics, then you may not want ChatGPT to be the tutor or whatever AI platform that comes up in the future. There's basically not many sort of polar differences in AI yet. A lot of it is very, you know, they say they try to be biased, but there is bias in AI right now. There's a platform called Tusk, which makes a conservative leaning web browser, and they have an AI that they just launched called Gipper, which is it was based on ChatGPT, but they got blocked by ChatGPT, and now they're using Claude, which is kind of a ChatGPT competitor. But, you know, again, it's still, their browser is based on Chrome, their AI is based on Claude. So, you know, they don't fully own their entire platform, just like OpenAI owns ChatGPT. I'm not saying you should go one way or the other, obviously, but based on your ethics, based on your beliefs, based on your political beliefs, this is something you need to take into consideration. You know, where do you want to focus? What AI do you want to be teaching you and teaching your kids in the future? And who controls that AI and who controls the information in it? Again, a whole another discussion to have, but these are big things that you need to get answers to immediately, or at least have some sort of benchmark point of view. But long story short, I'm rambling a little bit, but again, consider the state of where your kids are being educated. Consider, if you are an educator, you need to jump on this now. If you are in the administrative aspect of any education, you need to ramp this up now, because literally you will be out of a job, because the AI is going to be the teacher of the future, whether you like it or not. So that being said, I'm going to wrap it up now. I'll probably share some thoughts later, but I just want to get this off my chest really quick while it's fresh in my head. So that being said, this is a Sean Early podcast. As always, I encourage you to subscribe and follow to the podcast. We're on all the chat, all the platforms, and also connect with us on social media. I keep saying us, it's me, it's my podcast. So connect with me on all the social media channels and I'll try to follow you back. Let me know what you think. Please reach out and share your thoughts. If you are involved in any type of new AI platform, not just the big ones, but if you're involved, I'd really like to talk to you. I'm really curious about how these things are evolved, especially on an ethical level. Where do you build these sort of benchmarks for the beliefs of your AIs? There's other AIs out there. I haven't explored them all, and I'm sure people are building new ones all the time. So I'd really like to learn more about different companies who are building different AIs, especially on the educational level. Really interested in learning about that. So with that being said, I'm Sean Early. This is Sean Early Podcast, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye. If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.